shining a light on the groundbreaking spirit that is PJ Harvey and the musicians and bands who owe their careers to the work of PJ Harvey. We just heard music from Garbage, going back to their 1995 self-titled debut album. We heard the song Super Vixen. One of the reasons I included Garbage in this tribute to PJ Harvey is that Shirley Manson herself, lead singer of Garbage, said those early 90s albums, the first three or four albums that PJ Harvey released, Shirley Manson studied those albums and studied PJ Harvey to figure out what it meant to be a woman leading a band in alternative music in the 90s. And I thought that was an interesting statement from Shirley Manson. In the middle, it is music from Sleater-Kinney, another band that has definitely expressed inspiration from PJ Harvey. The song is called No Cities to Love. That's the title track from their album No Cities to Love. And then we started the set with PJ Harvey, going back 23 years now to her 2000 Mercury Award-winning album, Stories from the City, Stories from the Sea. We heard the song Good Fortune. 30 years later, this year we watched, this month in fact, PJ Harvey released her 10th studio album. And this album continues to prove how she is a groundbreaking artist. As a musician, with this particular album, and I would say the last few albums that PJ Harvey has released, she is learning to let go of boundaries. PJ Harvey is no longer approaching music as a songwriter, but simply as an artist. When being interviewed about this album, in Vogue magazine, actually, PJ Harvey is quoted as saying how free she felt being so borderless. She's quoted as saying, "The older I get, the more I stop trying to compartmentalize things and actually realize that I'm just an artist that makes things. And sometimes the things that I make cross over into each other. I'm learning to just let that happen more than try to control it now." PJ Harvey is finding herself dabbling in so many genres, whether it's music or literary or theater. And it's all coming together beautifully. Again, just that groundbreaking spirit of not being so penned in by 30 years of music and a 30-year career, but rather setting yourself free. The new album is getting rave reviews. Again, it is her 10th studio album, her first album in 7 years. The new album is called I Inside the Old Year Dying. For the first time here on A Girly So Groovy, here is new PJ Harvey.
You left behind, fall. You are afraid.
honoring the trailblazing work of PJ Harvey and the musicians and bands that have had careers in part because of the hard work PJ Harvey's done. St. Vincent and Sharon Van Etten, two contemporary artists that we just listened to, both are women who have cited PJ Harvey as musical influences in their careers. Sharon Van Etten right there with the song Come Back Kid. That's from her album Remind Me Tomorrow. In the middle, it is St. Vincent with the Apocalypse song. That goes back to one of her earlier albums, Marry Me. And then kicking things off, it is PJ Harvey from her brand new 10th studio album, I Inside the Old Year Dying. We heard new music from PJ Harvey called The Nether Edge. All this hour, we have been celebrating the groundbreaking work that is PJ Harvey. This is a woman who has built a 30-year career. It is a blessing and a curse when you are a PJ Harvey fan. What makes her so groundbreaking is that with every single album, PJ Harvey asks herself and the musicians working with her, are we making something new or are we repeating things from the past? And if we are repeating things from the past, we do not make that music. Again, a blessing and a curse, but it is that groundbreaking, trailblazing spirit that pushes her on as an artist and a musician. Hey, if you've been enjoying these monthly series, this all year long, every month we have been featuring artists like Nina Simone, Etta James, Kate Bush, this month, PJ Harvey. If you are enjoying what you're hearing, let me know. If you have a particular groundbreaking, trailblazing band or musician that you want to see us focus on, again, let me know. We're on social media at Instagram, GSG Radio at Instagram, or we're on Facebook at Girly So Groovy, Girly and Groovy ending with an IE. This episode actually came out of a number of requests to focus on PJ Harvey, and as a longtime lover of PJ Harvey, I was more than happy to comply. Like I said way at the start of the episode, when I started Girly So Groovy over 20 years ago, I came into this program where I called my holy trinity PJ Harvey, Tori Amos, and Bjork, and in many ways that is still my musical trinity for sure. So there's that. Also, I just want to remind you, the next 2 weeks of Girly So Groovy will be repeat broadcasts as it is a well-deserved summer vacation. But listen, whether you tuned in for a few minutes, the full 2 hours, the full 20 plus years, I cannot say thank you enough. Girly So Groovy is over two decades old now on the CJAM 99.1 FM airwaves in the Windsor and Detroit listening area. And since then, we are syndicated across Canada and into the United States. Perhaps you are listening in the Chicago area on WLTL. Maybe you're in British Columbia listening to one of your favorite community or campus stations in Kamloops, Shuswap, Burnaby or Nanaimo, Lethbridge, Alberta, Winnipeg, Manitoba, Sudbury, Ontario, Thunder Bay, Kingston, Ontario, Halifax, Nova Scotia, Fredericton, New Brunswick, St. John, Sackville, New Brunswick, or Bon Bay, Newfoundland. We are coast to coast, baby, and into the U.S., and we love it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for getting that Girly So Groovy every week is a celebration of fabulous female identified voices. I'm going to leave you with one last track. It actually is a request from Trevor, who listens on in Nanaimo, British Columbia, to Girly So Groovy. He had a request for Misha and the Spanx, and I thought this is a band who makes music very reminiscent of those early days of PJ Harvey, music that defies feminine expectations and conventions, and I thought it was a great way to wrap up the full 2 hours. So it is Misha and the Spanx with their song SOS, closing out this episode of Girly So Groovy. All right. Been called.